All right. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Spyglass. It's me, Nicola, and Aryan. We're here talking about what could be coming up next for Minecraft. So let's jump right in. All right. So one thing that people have been talking about for the past couple of, a lot of time actually, is a new dimension, right? At the very beginning of Minecraft, or not the very beginning, but in like the early days of Minecraft, we've seen mods adding new dimensions. For example, the Aether mod added a new dimension, or the Twilight Forest added a new dimension, right? So people have always been talking about adding a new dimension to the game, but we've always had the standard three, right? We had the Overworld, the Nether, and the End, right? So we're just here to talk about what could be in the new dimension first. I don't know if Aryan, you have any thoughts to start us off? Yeah, for sure. So one of the big thing that people have been talking about recently is the big portal in the ancient city. So we've seen that big rectangle. It's a big rectangle made of I think it's reinforced deep slate in an ancient city, which is found at the bottom of the world, in occasions under mountains usually. And it has a bunch of loot, but it also has a big portal. Now, it's protected by the Warden, right? And the Warden is one of the biggest bosses in the game, but it doesn't really drop anything of use, right? It's just, it really only seems like it's there to defend the ancient city. But the ancient city, even though it has a decent amount of loot, like you can find a decent amount of god apples, right? It's nothing for Mojang to be able to create a new boss in its entirety, right? So people have been speculating whether that portal could light up and, you know, lead to a new dimension for the ancient city dimension. And I think that would be super interesting because it just expands the game even more to something maybe like the Abyss, which is a mod that adds a dimension that's like very dark and stuff. And it would be super interesting if something like that were to happen to the game. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, right? For sure. Yeah, I just wanted to add that there were a couple hints dropped by Mojang that the portal would is an inac is actually a portal, and one of those is Disc 5, which has the sound of a flint and steel lighting something. Now we don't know if that's a portal or anything, and we don't even know if that's a hint towards there being a portal in the future, or that there was a portal and now it doesn't work for whatever reason. Maybe they're gonna add something later on for the portal to work, but like you said, it's definitely like Mojang hasn't added a dimension basically at all since, you know, for the version one, which made the end, right? So it's definitely would be a big surprise if they did add an ancient city dimension. But yeah, all right. Unless you have any final thoughts, sorry, and I think we can move on. Yeah, I feel like from what we've seen, I feel like Mojang is. I think they are done with archaeology, at least in the short term. I don't think they're going to be updating it much, really recently or in the next couple of years. If they do anything, it'll just be like to add some small things, because usually Mojang doesn't come back after the fact to add something new, big, unless it's after, you know, a large amount of updates. So I think that's definitely something that the modding community could take a hold of. For example, they can definitely add something like they can add, like, for example, a Pompeii that happens where you can have find a hu whole city buried under ash that you have to excavate, and you can find a bunch of cool loot in there, or anything else like a buried city like you were talking about. But I don't really see Mojang adding that themselves, because it's not something that they usually, like I said, it's not something that they usually do. But yeah, it's definitely an option for them to go to, and I guess we'll just have to see what they do. But like I said, I don't really expect it much, and I wouldn't really expect much. But moving on, next we another thing that people have been talking about is an end update, where the end like was updated. What is it, like 10 updates ago? 1.9, more than 10. So people have been talking about adding new cities and stuff like that to the end, or new structures, new stuff like that, because the end, even though it has end cities and chorus fruit, that's basically the only two things that the end does have. So there are a bunch of end updates that out there that do add a bunch of stuff to the end. So maybe that Mojang is planning on updating the end re soon, and I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Arian. Yeah, definitely. But I just wanted to mention that I feel like every single dimension has their own boss. Like the end has the Ender Dragon, the Nether has the Wither, the Overworld has technically the Elder Guardian, and the Underground, I guess, has the Warden, right? Like you mentioned, the Warden isn't really a boss. What I feel like it is more of a deterrent, so that you just stay in the ancient city for just a while. Which is definitely a hint that could be definitely a new dimension where you would have, in your own words, a daddy warden. But yeah, there's definitely other opportunities to place a boss. Like there could be another overworld boss besides the Elder Guardian that could be, I don't know, living. I don't know, honestly. It could maybe it could be summoned by new archaeological digs. I don't know. It's definitely a lot of speculation, but I feel like for now, every single dimension is nicely wrapped up by their own boss. So I don't really see Mojang adding a new boss either, but it's definitely on the table. It's not like it's something that they wouldn't do, but you know, that's remains to be seen. But let's move on to a next potential update that Mojang could do, and that's just improving everything else that's already in the game. So we've seen some mods by a modder called Young, who made these better structures for every single thing, so like a better stronghold, a better fortress, a better witch hut. So it's definitely it just revamps every single different structure to be just better in every aspect to just be grander, to be more appealing and more, have more loot and stuff like that. So it would definitely be nice to see them really just focus on what they already have and expand on that to make something cooler. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Ryan. Yeah, for sure. Cities, they're definitely like something that they could add. I feel like it would be a really nice update to have, because you would have like a more like kind of like you have outposts, and then you have a mansion, right? A woodland mansion. So then you have villages, and then you have cities. It's really like a good combination. It's like the huge like a castle or a huge, something. Right, where you have a much bigger group of villagers and stuff like that, with a lot more loot again and stuff like that. So it would definitely be a really good update to see to the game, where like you see the people just have a much bigger location for the villagers to gather and stuff like that. It would definitely be really interesting to see, but I don't know if Mojang would do that. 'Cause it's just like it's not really in line. Like, they definitely wouldn't do an industrialized city and stuff like that, because that's not in line with what Minecraft really is. And I feel like the storyline of Minecraft doesn't really think about organization in like hierarchy, right? So I don't think we would see a villager king or something like that. If we did see something, a city, I think it would be just a bigger village with maybe bigger buildings, but I don't think we would see a hierarchy, because I feel like the villagers are more collective, and it's they're working together, and that's a good thing to see that they do that. But then let's move on to what's happening right now, the current events. So we got the trial chambers, which were updated, which are going to be added to 1.21, sorry. And these are basically just dungeons that are huge dungeons that have a bunch of different enemies, and one of these include the breeze. That's a new mob that's basically just a blaze but for air. We talked about this in our snapshot episode, but the trial chamber is definitely something that is really new to the game. We haven't really seen anything like that. I mean, it's kind of like the stronghold, but instead of like a portal to the end, it's instead like these spawners that spawn a bunch of different mobs that you're supposed to fight. And so you'll get a key to unlock a vault and stuff like that. So it's definitely interesting that they're making that. But I feel like we wouldn't be. I feel like we wouldn't see a huge expansion on that idea. I feel like they're already done with what they're like making right now, I don't think we're gonna see much of a difference from what it is right now and what's gonna come out, except for like bug fixes, slightly bigger additions. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if you have any thoughts on Trial Chambers, Zane. Okay, buddy. All right. So, some people might take that in mind, some might not. And I just wanted to wrap this episode up by talking about the new potential of a new combat update. So, this is probably one of the semi-confirmed, like it's definitely a coin flip, because we've seen Mojang pass push out updates for combat update. Which like tests and stuff like that, which weren't really public. Like they were public, obviously, but that they weren't super like advocating this kind of stuff. But basically, what this does is it brings a new balance to the game, a new balance to because before in 1.8, they really had a completely where the sword was supreme and everything else was useless in combat. But in 1.9 combat, they updated so that the axe becomes a lot more useful, but a lot but has a long cooldown, while the sword is a little less powerful, but it's a lot faster. But it really made a divide between the axe and the sword. And the combat update tries to bring together all the weapons back, not completely back to 1.8, so that it still has some difference, but it's definitely a lot closer together. And then the final thing that the combat update adds is it increases the trident's, like I guess, usability in combat, which is really nice to see. That it's just basically just bringing all the weapons together, but keeping them slightly separate, but still, you know, the same. So I think that that's a pretty interesting update that Mojang would add, because the combat update was pretty controversial and most people don't like it. So making like a compromise in the middle, sorry, might be nice. But I guess that remains to be seen. I don't know if you have any thoughts on the combat update, Arian. Not really. No. Hashtag add whales to Minecraft, I guess. You've convinced me. All right, peace.